I believe it here in the last few weeks that we have been so moved by the downing of that Malaysian flight, about the things that are going on with Israel and Palestine, the challenges that we face with the leaders in Russia, and just questions. And folks, these are serious questions. These are things that I believe that touch each and every one of us and brings unrest and concern in our hearts. But then I also feel that there's an answer. I also feel that as we look more and more into the current events of today's time, I believe that every event that takes place and every challenge and every concern and every movement within our heart, it will drive us to look for a place of truth. And that place of truth is found in the book that I have open in front of me today. It is found in God's Word. Back in the Old Testament, there's a book named Habakkuk. And you go, what? I said, well, just think of it as a prophet. During the time of Jeremiah, there's a prophet, and this is just a short book in the Old Testament. It has only 3 chapters. And if you look at this book, it has some very interesting scriptures in it. And just to give you a little background, it is written by a prophet who questioned God. It is written by a prophet who questioned God about how God's people could act the way they did. And he didn't understand why God did not bring a stiffer punishment down on his people. And in the first chapter, I'll go back to verse 1. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? What a way to begin the writing. How long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore perverse judgment proceeds. Why is all this going on around me, and why are you not doing something about it? Is that the way that you would start a conversation with God? The prophet did. But we'll find in the 5th verse God's beautiful reply. And I think that this phrase and this scripture today more than any time, look among the nations, the 5th verse, chapter 1. Look among the nations and watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you do not believe, though it were told to you. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow our minds and hearts to be open to receive that gift for each one. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Look among the nations and watch, be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told to you. God is God. He is not merely applying for the job. He is God. He knows our coming. He knows our going. He knows the strife that we suffer as a nation. He knows the challenges in this world that we face. He knows in our heart of hearts what's going on. Back in The thousands of years ago when this was written, there were challenges in the land. And that prophet cried out to God, God, why don't you change things? Why don't you make a change? And so for three chapters here, they go back and forth. The prophet asks a question, and then God, he responds. The prophet asks another question, and God, he responds. And then finally, over in the third chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, he ends the book with a song that he had written. Now, I know there's a lot of times in our life and in our hearts that we question God. I do not believe that that is a bad thing. I believe that I serve a personal Savior, as the old song says, and I think that He is concerned about every bit of my life. And when there are things that I don't understand, when there are things that are going on that I question, I think you ought to get a hold of the source. And you ought to let Him know. I believe first off, and I think that you ought to make a request known to God. You ought to simply let Him know. There are questions that you have with people. Trust me, you have no problem letting other people know the things that you have questions about, complaints, comments. I know you have no problem letting me know about your complaints and comments out there. Let God know. Let Him know your request. The phrase that is written here says, go ahead and ask for God's wisdom and will to be done. That's where you begin. Make a request. Then the second point that I have written down, and I think it's the most challenging point of all. After your request, I think you ought to relax. Take it down a notch. Rest in His control. Trust His power and providence. If you got a situation and you've made a request unto God, you got to trust in faith that He has heard your request and that He is the God of the highest. Relax. Third, I think you ought to get ready to receive. After my request, after I have made it a choice to relax and believe in Him, I have to prepare my heart to receive. Listen and wait for His instruction. And remain open to change. Remain open to change. Trust me. If everyone's sitting within this room, I am the least one to get to change. It's not that I'm right all the time. It's just for the majority of the time, I think I'm right. Anybody relate? And sometimes it takes God. Don't be pointing fingers, just nod your head. It's not good to point fingers in church. Sometimes in my life, it takes events. It takes strife. It takes discontentment. It takes things not going the way that I think they should go along for God to get my attention. For He wants to make a change. He wants me to realize, make the request, relax, and then get ready to receive from Him the answer, and keep your mind open to change, open to change. Then I think you got to respond. This is a short one. Obey whatever He commands. You had a request. You trusted and relaxed and waiting for the answer. You set your heart in a mode to receive. Then, You have to respond. A lot of people want an answer. But sometimes they don't like what the answer is because it challenges them to make a change, to do something. The school teacher who was caught up so sadly in one of those scams, they call you and you get a letter in the mail that you just won X amount of money, and if you send this in, if you send them some money, they'll send you more money. You know that scam works and all like that. And the poor school teacher taken in and finally called the police and started to reveal the things that went on, and the policeman just very casually asked her, said, "Wow, I'm surprised that you were taken in by this. When you received it, why didn't you call us then?" And she says, "Because I thought you were going to tell me not to do it." We know a lot of times what we should do. But it's hard for us to kind of release and let things go. Sometimes we know the proper decision that needs to be made. But you got to make it and you got to do it. You have to respond. And then lastly, don't worry, Vicki, we're getting close. Lastly, and I'm going to read the verses here. Lastly, you got to rejoice. And I believe that the rejoicing is the most important thing. I say, "Well, what do you mean, preacher?" And I'll tell you what I mean. There are people under the sound of my voice that are having struggles. There are people under the sound of my voice that have health issues, that have challenges, that have questions going on in their lives that if you knew about it, it would just kind of grip your heart. But I see those same people that are facing such challenges and such questions, I see them rejoicing in the Lord because they are not governed simply by their circumstance. They are governed by what this word says about them. He loves you. He died for you. He wants the best thing for you. And all he asks of you is to rejoice in him. The 17th verse reads in the third chapter. In this I entitled a hymn of faith. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. In other words, painting a very bleak picture. But what does this prophet say in the 18th verse? He says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. And he will make me walk on my high hills." I have seen on the steepest slopes of Mill Mountain. I have seen on the most rocky places because my father, that's where he would send us boys. When we went up in the fall of the year during the season, and he would tell us, he said, "Boys, if you want to find that big one, go up there in those rocky places." Now he told us that, and later on I came to question whether or not he was just trying us to get the big one or he just wanted to get rid of us. Either way, we did it. My brother and I would climb up and those steep and over and around those hills trying to look. And you would see deer. And I was amazed about how they could go up a slope, run full speed. And then I read a scripture that says, "He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high hills." Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Once you've made a request, once you've made that decision, just relax. Get ready for your heart to receive. Respond by doing what He has called and told you to do. But most of all, rejoice. The situation, the circumstance that you're in right now will not last, friends. I serve a God who, if you will simply make up your mind to rejoice in every circumstance that comes your way, I believe that He will see you through. We hear questions on the news, but I believe still that I serve a God that has it under control. Although there'll be challenges within this world, there'll be challenges in country, the things that they hate about us is everything that is written in this book that I have open in front of me. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep on believing what the book says. And I believe that there's church after church after church in this country that are going to keep on preaching the gospel, keep on believing about how we have been. We have been the most blessed nation, in my opinion, has ever been. The wealth that is found. Why? Only when you keep your faith and you rejoice in the challenges and the circumstances that you have, will you find real joy. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today and we have simply shared from the heart things that you've placed there, God. We thank you as although we hear many challenges in the news today, God, that you still are on the throne and you're still answering prayer. We thank you as we open up the prayer book this morning and it's just filled, every little corner filled with prayer requests and praises unto you. We thank you that we can still sing the songs of Zion, that we can just lift our voices up, rejoicing in praise unto you. And God, we thank you for the work that you are going to do in our lives and for our country. We thank you for the protection that you give each and every one of us. Most of all, we thank you for allowing us to be your children, to send in your Son to die upon a cross for us. Now God, prepare us for this week. Let us just walk the walk and talk the talk. Let us rejoice in no matter what the circumstances may bring. And let us continue to trust in you. For you are our God, our Lord, and our Savior. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Would you please...